Hey guys, it's Jessica
and Stacy. We're back.
We are. All right. So we were thinking about starting today with, since school year is kind of
quickly approaching.
Yes, and summer is almost
Don't
over.
Say it. Don't say it.
I know. It's almost over. So
I hate that.
We are starting to get our year kind of mapped out, and so we figured we would go through in the first part kind of how we accumulate all of our information and like all of our plans together. Mm-hmm. And then next week we can go through how we kind of
what we came up with.
Yes.
So this is kind of just how we plan.
And then next week is
we'll hopefully have a plan. I don't know though. I'm not quite there yet.
Right.
All
right.
So how do you begin?
My first one is I just kind of evaluate like our previous year, just kind of go through like what gave us success, what didn't, and then just plan on dumping the things that didn't, even if I really wanted them to work and they didn't.
Yeah, that's always disappointment.
That's your first step.
Last year and this year, I have been just kind of focusing first on my kiddo and just like sitting down and writing some of the things about him that, you know, really stand out. And that's kind of been helpful just to refer back to as I go through different curriculum ideas and books. Like, I have, you know, kind of almost a map of him and what I think he likes and how he learns, those kinds of things.
I think that's one of the best parts of homeschooling is you get to kind of tailor it to your child, and it's not just a curriculum that's a one size fits all.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things that look so cool, and I know, like, I would like to do it this mm-hmm. way, but it's just not going to work for my kids. So.
Yeah, not all kids learn the same way, so I think that's a great first step.
Yeah.
What do you do next?
Well, once I figure out, you know, what I think he would like, I usually come up with, like, a word for our school year, and it somehow magically comes to me. Like, this year I was like, oh, I don't have a word. Like, as I'm looking through things, I was like, oh, I can't think of anything. Last year was adventure, mm-hmm. and we kind of, it was more about not so much, like, books on adventure. We did do a ton of those, but it was more just about making the learning be adventurous. So for every subject, I thought, okay, what can we do that's more hands-on or fun or like a party, just something that would be memorable.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the adventure word came
from.
So
what is your word this year?
This year, I magically arrived at wellness.
Ooh.
Yeah, we kind of didn't do as much with like meditation and positive affirmations as I would have liked last year. So mm-hmm. I've just felt like it would be a good time to kind of focus on adding more of that in.
Yeah.
And I also learned that we as homeschoolers are lacking in the PE department. He did like a Cub Scout physical fitness, and I realized that all the things we did in PE growing up, you know, mm-hmm. I have forgotten about. And so things like sit-ups and push-ups and those kinds of things, he was a little bit behind and it bothered him. So we're gonna focus on those kinds of things too. So wellness.
Yeah, I like that one. We love adding little things like that into meditation. And then we've got some great books on affirmations too. I like to make some realistic goals because a lot of times my goals are so ridiculous that there's no way that those can be achieved in a semester or even a school year. So I like to kind of set goals for myself included and then also my kids, just to kind of, I don't know, I think if you have like a goal in mind, it can kind of make planning a little bit easier. So I know like what the end needs to look like.
Totally.
So that's usually what I like to do, like whether it be like a number of books or memory work is something we're going to be doing a lot of this year. My kids are excited about it. When I started to read them some of the poetry I want to memorize, they've already memorized the first one. So
oh gosh, that's awesome.
They're excited. All right, what is your next one?
I like the whole, like, simple goals. So mm-hmm. every year it seems like when I have my plans, I ditch more and more because I know we're not going to get to it. And that's okay. Like, it's okay that we just have one artist now that we're going to focus on this year. Yeah. It went and from it gives, 4 to 2. Now we're going with 1.
It gives you room, too, to, like, add more in if you want to. And
yeah, right.
I like that. I try to include a little bit of them kind of being in the planning. So I let my son choose something he was interested in. My daughter is still not really giving me a straight answer. One day it's cowboys, the next day it's something ridiculous. So we'll see if she gives me some input. But I think by including their ideas in it, it makes them a little bit more excited for the school year. And
I totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although my kiddo doesn't really give me a lot to go on either. I ask him every year what he wants to learn about. This year, the only thing he wants to learn about is Ireland. So we'll definitely be going to Ireland through books.
Yes.
I wish we were going there for real, but
I think it'd be so cool to each do, like, a different, like, we had talked about.
Yeah.
Doing different.
Like, do a little country and then make, like, a presentation.
I loved doing that when I was in school.
Yeah, me too. Like, a world fair. Isn't that what they used to call those?
Is it? I don't even know.
Maybe. I remember what country I did in that.
I just remember trying the different foods from the different places. Like,
isn't that what it's really about?
Yes.
The food.
Yes. I like to try to, so there's a lot of different, like, methods or styles that, like, I like, and then I try to make different lists of ways I want to incorporate them. So a lot of things, like, I like a lot of things from the Montessori ideas, and a lot of times I can tie that into geography or the Reggio styles. I like to do, like, loose parts and stuff, so I try to give some ideas that go along with that. So,
yeah. There's, like, something I like from every homeschooling philosophy.
I know, right?
So I just feel like it's so, like, much, you have so much freedom to just pick the things that work well for your style and then just, you know, leave out the rest. And I think that's okay.
Exactly.
I don't think you have to be stuck in a certain style.
Right. I love to try to add those in where I can, or at least get an idea as to where I want to add them in.
Agreed.
So what's your next one?
Well, my son learns best from books right now. Like, he loves stories. He loves to be read to.
Such a little bookworm.
He is. So as much as, like, I want to do more, like, science experiments and things like that, craft activities, art, those kinds of things just don't interest him. So we focus on getting as much as we can out of books. So the Charlotte Mason Living Books.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down too.
Philosophy.
That's my favorite. Yes.
So any subject that we're studying, I just find the best books that I can and we just dive in through that. So
yeah.
That's what works right now. Who knows about in the future?
Right. He's such a bookworm.
He is. He really, really loves to be read to, or audiobooks.
Mm-hmm. So, and then I like to kind of I like to try to map out field trips that or, like, adventuring places that kind of can be tied into, like, curriculum. So, like, I'm really hoping that I can map it out so that when we finish in history with we just finished Columbus and now we're going into the Pocahontas and stuff. So I'm hoping that, like, I can try to tie it into around Thanksgiving time, and then we can do some of those cool field trip spots where, like, they talk a lot about, like, Pioneer Days and, like, Pilgrim Centers. I try to loop those in with where we are in the curriculum.
That's
usually one of my other steps I go to.
Yeah, I feel like a good field trip can just tie it all together and bring it home, and it will be something they won't forget. So field trips are huge.
Right.
So for a lot of the unit studies that we have this year, we have it tied to some sort of field trip. So
yeah.
We're doing those together, so.
Yes. We're coming.
It's much
with
more
you.
Fun to go together.
We're coming.
So we have, like, we're going to study dinosaurs, and we have, like, Jurassic quest that's going to be making its way to our fairgrounds. So that will be super cool.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, we also have a bunch of our state parks do like astrology days, so we can tie that into a study about, you know, the stars. So there's just so many opportunities. For the Shakespeare play we're going to be studying this year, I've found performances that are going to be nearby, so we'll be able to check that out. So
there's so many great things out there that if you just do a little bit of digging, that you can find a way to loop them into your curriculum, and then, you know, that makes all the difference sometimes.
Yes.
So we also do like field trip type of adventure days together.
We do. We do.
How do you think we go about that?
Well, I mean, right now it's summer, so everything's tied to water, I feel like. We're like, where can we go swim? So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to kind of wind down as right. we start getting a little bit cooler and rainier. Right. So I'm sure our adventure days will change a little bit, but I mean, mm-hmm. we can always still go hiking
right.
and still get outside, but we'll probably do more like museums, and we've been wanting to get to the art museum, so that's on the list.
Yeah.
Lots of things.
There's like a bunch of new ones too that I would love to check out as well. We try to do like 2 days a week where we get together, and we call them our adventure days, mm-hmm. but it's whether we are, like right now, obviously, like she was saying, we do a lot of like swimming and outdoor stuff, but 2 days a week we try to get together to do more outdoorsy things.
Yes.
Yes.
It wears them out, which is great.
Yes.
They sleep better, and they love it. They get so excited for their adventure days. And because we both are terrible about making decisions, we like each take a day. I know.
Why are we so bad at that?
I don't know. We can never decide what we're going to do. So we forced ourselves to pick a day each week.
Mm-hmm.
But I still
think that works best.
It does.
It's like, I get to be like, haha, it's your day to choose.
Yeah. I do think that most of the time we're just asking our kids to make the choice for
this
us.
This is true.
I don't know that we're getting any better at making decisions, but
right.
it's working really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think when school starts back up, for when we get back into our normal routine, I am thinking that we'll go back to doing our swapping, our cousin co-op, as I like to call it.
Yes. All right. What else do you have on your list?
So how are you preparing for our cousin co-op when you have the kiddos at your house?
I try to. So hopefully this works.
We had a little minor interruption.
My little one was hungry. So you asked me what we do to prepare for cousin days.
Yes.
And
it's called Cousin Co-op.
Cousin Co-op. I didn't realize
we have a new name for it.
Okay. I like it. So
yours are like
insane.
Yeah.
They're not.
They shut.
You could ask any one of our kids and they would tell you that your school, co-op, whatever, cousin co-op is way cooler, way more fun.
That's not true. No. You put so much into it. They shucked oysters to get pearls and made necklaces.
Did
they made boats.
I don't know if we'll ever do that again. That was a little bit.
It was insane.
I know. It was a good one.
It was.
And well, rest of them have been very mediocre.
Oh, lies.
So I tried to do I try to pick like a subject, so usually we do it based on like a unit study that we're both doing. So like the one that she was talking about was like ocean, and so we did like we shucked clams. So I like to try to do like one experiment and then maybe a book or two that's has some type of a tie-in to it, and then like a hands-on STEM activity, and then usually by the end we go and find like a outdoor nature place to get our wiggles out. Yes. So that's usually how I do it. I usually pick like based on the unit study that we're doing, and then I kind of tie in all of the things.
Yeah. When I was saying like my kiddo's just not that into doing like hands-on projects, but if his cousins are here, he is amped about it. So I take that kind of opportunity to stack up all the science experiments, all the art projects and the craft things, all the things we haven't gotten to. So mine are not very well-rounded and organized.
And but they're way more fun, though.
It's just like a big party. We just do a bunch of activities. And
you did that fun one when they like had to like try to not let the egg...
Oh, yeah, we did a STEM activity.
My kids still talk about that
around Easter.
Yeah.
I just did a bunch of, like, Easter STEM activities where they...
Holidays are a great way to kind of find your subject that you're going with. Yeah.
We also, they both, both of our boys had been reading Harry Potter, so we had a Harry Potter party.
So we just
try to make it super exciting and something that they like to do. And I just love that things that he is not typically excited about doing, like, he will be excited because his cousins are here, so it's fun. And then the person who's not planning or doing, watching the kids gets to...
Have a day off.
Have a day off.
Which usually means I'm cleaning my house.
That's not how you're supposed to be spending your time.
Preparing for next week. So it's nice. It's
a good trade-off. I definitely, feel like, okay, like, I have all this time. Like, I need to do all these things.
But right.
Usually end up doing... something boring, like painting my fireplace. That's what
I did one time. There was like a solid week when you had paint in your hair.
In my hair.
On your arms.
Yes.
A different color every time.
Somehow I don't really know how to paint without getting it in my hair every time.
I love
it. I'm going to start wearing a hairnet. That's what I need to do. That'll help.
Right. Is there anything else we're missing? What else do you have on your list?
I think that's it. I kind of think a little bit about how I want our days to look. So, I don't know. We are very unstructured, like, probably more so than anyone I've ever heard talk about it, but...
Do you like to do, like, time slots or, like, really mapping out the day, or do you try to make it more as you go?
I mean, I've tried the time slot things. It just doesn't work for us.
It stresses me out.
Yeah. So, I mean, as much as I can write down all the time slots I want to, we've never been able to... stick close to it at all. I just kind of, you know, I have my list for the day and I try to start with the things that are important, and then I try to let him just kind of pick what comes next after that, and we just take it as it goes. And when I notice he needs a break, we'll do something fun, we'll play a game, we'll get outside, we'll do something to get the wiggles out. So we don't homeschool every day. I mean, I feel like we're learning every day. We do other things, but the days that we do homeschooling, it's a pretty long day. We have lots of breaks in there, but it's pretty long. So I kind of want to look at this next year as like finding a way to shorten that long day and maybe do more frequent days of homeschooling. But I don't know. It just seems like we always have things coming up, which are good things, like field trips or play dates with friends. So it's not like I, you know... would want to say no to those things. So
right.
I don't know. I'm sure we'll just end up winging it as usual.
Right. I think that for a lot of people, like having like a very scheduled day, I mean, maybe that is great for them. I just feel like when I try to like say like, oh, on this day we're doing this, then I get real like, no way. Like there's no way all these things are going to happen. And then I get overwhelmed. So I feel like rough drafts of the day has been, like, our go-to. If I have, like, you know, a list, like you were saying, too, of, like, this is what has to happen this week, then I can kind of go based on how the week is going. If we have a lot of things that come up, then, you know, I think that's the best part. One of the best parts.
I agree. I don't want to miss out on those opportunities to play and do those.
It always all gets done. It's just, I like the flexibility and the freedom of it.
Me too. Me too. All right, that's basically how we're gathering.
That's how we get all
our information
all
and
little things.
Thinking about our plans for next
Make
year.
Make a big pile of info, and then next week we'll show you how we kind of sort through it.
My book list is already about 4 pages long.
Oh
so
my gosh!
If that doesn't show you how we're going to be doing next year, I don't know what does. Reading a lot of books,
which is a great thing.
It is. So, what are you obsessing over?
Oh, my goodness. So, I totally binged through. Obviously, I'm obsessed with podcasts.
As am I.
And I love listening to all of the different, like, homeschool podcasts, because those are always my go-to when I need, like, some ideas or all that. But then I also really like to listen to...
True crime.
True crime. Like, Crime Junkie is a great one. But I also found a new one that I really like called Hell and Gone. Mm-hmm. And she's just, like, a... It's based in the Ozarks, and she's a private investigator, and they finished the first season, and she just started season two, and I swear I could probably clean my whole house just listening to her. Yeah.
I love that there's already a second season. That makes me excited.
It's a really good one. I like, you like true crime stuff, too.
I do. I do love true crime.
It's a good one.
You should listen. I'm going to have to listen to it. Anything else you're obsessing over?
What else am I obsessing over? I mean, you just introduced the library to me, and that's kind of been life-changing.
Yes. I'm so excited to have a library buddy. I drag her to the library with me now once a week.
We have a great little library routine. It's been good. Mm-hmm. I love that, like, there's always so many books, and I'm used to just buying them.
Yes. I had to get her out of that habit.
Yes. It's been so great to just be like, oh, like, I can just do all the books, and there's ways you can... order them on your phone, and then we get there. They're just sitting there waiting for you.
It's like the coolest thing in the entire world.
It really is. And then I was getting worried because we hadn't finished one of them. And I can literally go onto my phone and hit recheck out, and we get to keep reading. So,
I mean, I've been talking to her about this for probably a year and a half now. And I finally, got her on board.
It's been life-changing.
Yes.
Just so dramatic to say, but so true.
I mean, nothing makes me happier than walking out of the library with two giant bags full of books to read.
Oh, man. I think this last time we had, like, four giant bags.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. I mean, the library we go to is super small, so you feel like all eyes are on you as you're, like, checking out all these
books. And our wild kids are, of course, getting a little rowdy and...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's so worth it when you
So worth it as soon as you walk out the door.
And you have all these books, yes.
I'm sure they don't love seeing us come. They have to reshelve for hours after
Here
we're done.
Come. Yeah.
But that's okay.
Been crazy. But it's been awesome.
Yes.
Especially because we are reading Hatchet right now, and my husband keeps reading it without me. And so I'm already like, I guess we have to now find another new book.
You've got to find your own book to read.
Yes. So we can just keep rotating through books so much faster.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's been awesome. What are you obsessing over?
Well, I've been following this Instagram account called Just Ingredients for a little while, and...
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I love
that. So good.
I want to do all things natural, but that's very overwhelming because...
I just told my mother-in-law about this, and she had already heard about it. So.
Oh, good. Yes. So she's catching on. I'm sure everyone knows, but...
So good.
I just love that her approach is kind of like, take it a little bit at a time, like change a couple of things, so it's not so overwhelming that you just want to throw your hands in the air and give up.
Yes.
So... I've been, you know, switching over our food products, but I've also taken her advice and started switching over from paraben-based makeups and, healthcare products. So I'm trying to do all things natural in that. And it's supposed to help with hormones and all sorts of imbalances in your body. And so I have found the Burt's Bees line, and incredibly Walmart sells it, which is great. And so I've really liked all of their makeup products so far. I think it's a new thing. I don't think that they've been doing makeup for very long, but
I've always used like their
chapsticks.
Yes. Yes. And they have really great makeup removing wipes.
Right,
too,
right.
They smell so
their
good.
Lotions are great, but I just started using their makeup line and I really, really love it. So
I love how every time I'm like, I want to look more into ingredients and stuff, it gets so overwhelming.
Right.
And I just love that she just makes it very plain and simple. Like, this is your best choice. This is another one. This is why. It's
right.
just very clear and easy to.
Yeah. And she almost does give you like, okay, well, this one's a little better than this one. But
right.
if you want to go for the best, this is where you'd go. I just feel like it's makes it doable. Something that
exactly.
has been on my mind and heart to change. But... it just feels like too overwhelming to like read all the ingredient lists and find out, you know, what what they're hiding in there and putting under a different name. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah,
so I love
like
that she
I
makes
have
it
to
easy.
Be in the past like a scientist to be able to figure it out. I'm like, I don't even know what these ingredients are. I don't know what I'm looking for. So
right, and she explains the whole organic thing because, you know, sometimes I think that we think of it as like a hype, like, oh, yeah, organic, it's just more expensive, it doesn't really mean anything, but mm-hmm. she explains it in a way that like is easy to understand. So I really right. like that account.
She's awesome.
Yeah. But that's it. Pretty much it.
I'm gonna have to look into this Burt's Bees stuff.
Yeah. I really like their stuff.
All right. So until next week.
See you later.